Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a student giving a presentation about a place she visited.
Hi, everybody. Like Mr. Lopez just said, I visited Jasper National Park when I was staying with relatives in Canada last summer. It was awesome. The scenery has got to be seen to be believed. My videos will give you some idea what I'm talking about. But before I show those, I have some details about the park for you. First of all, it's the largest national park in the Canadian Rockies, so the terrain is mostly mountainous, of course. There are lakes, waterfalls, and ice fields, too. These form because so much snow, up to 7 meters in some places, falls in the winter, and it just accumulates and turns into ice, or sometimes glaciers, moving rivers of ice. There's one colossal one called the, let me get the name right, the Athabasca Glacier. It's shrinking due to climate change, but it's still huge, about 4 miles long. There's also an amazing tourist attraction in the park. It's a glass-bottomed walkway that they've built along a cliff, so you can see the glacier below. I really wanted to see what that would be like. But my folks are scared of heights. What else? Oh, yeah, the animals. We got a thrill when we were out hiking one day. This giant elk, you know, it's a kind of deer, appeared on the trail about 50 yards ahead of us. Luckily, it didn't seem threatened, so we just backed off calmly. Apparently, loads of people get injured by elk in the park because they go up to them. Why anyone would get close to an animal with such big antlers is a mystery to me. Okay, that about sums up my report. Now let me find the right file.
Number 21. Why is the speaker most likely discussing her trip? Number 22. Why does the speaker mention a particular glacier? Number 23. What does the speaker say about the walkway? Number 24. How did the speaker feel when she saw the wild animal? Number 25. What does the speaker suggest about people getting injured by elk? Number 26. What will the people listening probably do next? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a man talking to some colleagues.
Oh, I'm glad you're all here. Ellen asked me to pass on some information before we unlock the doors. It's a bit last minute, but really important. So, as you know, today's the first day we'll be promoting our special package to new gym members. Hence all the posters everywhere. I'm sure you remember, it includes unlimited use of all the equipment and, access to the pool most of the day, except for when schools bring kids in for lessons, of course. And also, 2 exercise classes from the list per week. But, for anyone who signs up this month, we're now offering unlimited exercise classes for the whole year. So please stress that to anyone who asks for more details. There's still a charge for one-on-one training, though. Now, what this might mean is that our popular classes, like, our Saturday morning Zumba class, get oversubscribed. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. It might be worth adding extra sessions if there's enough demand. Ellen says we'll monitor that. What else? Oh, I remember. Ben expressed concern yesterday about the reaction we might get from existing members. Valid point, Ben, given that their monthly fees don't include as much. We don't want them to feel we don't value them, and we certainly don't want any defections to our competition on the next block. So, try to be extra helpful and encouraging to everyone. And we are looking into offering current members a better package if they extend their membership. I'll be able to update you on that next week. Some new leaflets are being printed as we speak, so we'll get those displayed in the entryway and in the cafe ASAP. The information on our website has already been changed.
Number 27. What does the speaker want to update his colleagues on? Number 28. What will new members of the gym be able to do for free? Number 29. How does the speaker feel about Ben's observation? Number 30. What does the speaker believe could happen? Number 31. What will the speaker most likely do next? Number 32. What is the main reason for this talk? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a speech at the beginning of an event.
Welcome to the Lakeview City Career Fair. To those of you who represent companies and services, and to the many job seekers who are here now and who are expected in the next 3 days, thank you for your attendance. Our turnout has been increasing every year since we started 20 years ago, but from the crowd I see here, I think we're going to break all the records. Now, as we're all aware, the job landscape has changed enormously in the past few decades, and change continues at a mind-bending speed. Once upon a time, job security was the ultimate goal. If you could get your foot in the door at a company that offered good promotion prospects and a pension, you had it made. And while some people still have stability as their goal, younger workers are more focused on flexibility and the ability to make their mark in a particular field rather than in a single company. I was amazed to learn that the current average time people work for a company is just 4 years. Compared to the decades your grandparents stayed with a single company, it says a lot about today's priorities. With that in mind, we have invited not just company representatives, but a whole array of consultants, freelancers, and gig workers to share their expertise in workshops and panel discussions. So do take advantage of those to get some valuable insights. Oh, and one new focus this year is on vacancies for remote working. If you're looking to avoid a commute, that's something to consider. And now, to officially open the event, our mayor, Brenda Farber.
Number 33. What kind of event is the speaker introducing? Number 34. What does the speaker suggest about the history of the event? Number 35. What does the speaker imply about today's workforce? Number 36. Why does the speaker mention grandparents? Number 37. What does the speaker say is new this year? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"If you could get your foot in the door at a company that offered good promotion prospects and a pension, you had it made."
End of part 2.